City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits. Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we hope that you guys had a very excellent New Year's celebration and that we are all looking forward and feeling optimistic about the year ahead. We are feeling very optimistic about helping you with your home improvement projects, your home decor, your remodeling, your reno projects. If you got one that you're planning, one that you're thinking about doing, or one that maybe you tried last year and put off for a while and need some help getting it going again, give us a call because we would love to help. The way to get in touch with us is by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, adding radiant heat to your home's floor can provide a very comfortable and energy-efficient home, not to mention stopping that shock of setting foot on a cold floor. First thing in the morning, it's awful. We're going to highlight two systems that can work for both new and existing homes.
And if you have a wood-burning fireplace or stove, you know that gathering and chopping firewood is hard work. Well, that hard work can be undone all too easily if you don't store that wood properly before you toss it into the fireplace. We're going to tell you how.
And are you tired of feeling, well, tired? You know, for many people, the shorter and colder days can bring on a case of the blues that can impact your mood, your focus, and your energy. So we're going to share some of our energy with easy DIY pick-me-ups that will help your spirit just ahead.
But first, what's on your New Year to-do list? What's this project that you're thinking about getting done this New Year? Maybe you're dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a renovation. Consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist, whatever it is. We are here for all things remodeling, decor, and fix-up.
Post your questions at MoneyPit.com or call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Ready to talk about basements. We've got Charles from Maryland on the line. What is going on?
I got a problem with water coming in over a new French drain system that was put in. The house was remodeled, and the French drain system was put in the basement 7 years ago. And about a year and a half ago, all of a sudden, we started getting water coming in on certain rains, rains that either involved wind or heavy downpours that is like coming in on the top of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I can't figure that out. I eliminated one thing. There was a drain pipe that came around from the back of the house that had garage roof water coming through it.
Right.
And that seemed to take care of a problem during the summer. But recently, in two storms that were heavy downpours, we had, water come in. And I'm talking maybe maybe six, maybe 30 gallons of water total on the floor.
That's a lot.
I sucked up. Well, it is, but I sucked it up with the wet pack.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Which and probably holds 5 gallons, and you did it six times.
Correct. Yes, you're right. And I did put mulch up against the house the last time at me. But the problem is that the water coming onto the floor I noticed was had a black dye in it, which is the black dye from the mulch.
Yeah, I think you're on the right track. First of all, whenever you have water that gets into a basement consistent with rainfall, it is never, ever caused by rising water tables. And rising water tables is really the only reason that you would need a French drain system.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason that the water is getting in has everything to do with the drainage conditions outside. And it sounds to me like you're sort of attacking it a little bit, but there's some component of it that's missing. So let's kind of step back and cover the basics. First of all, you need to make sure that your gutters exist on every eave of the house. Secondly, they've got to be absolutely clean. They have to make sure, and including the downspouts, you have to make sure that you have enough downspouts. You need one downspout for every 600 to 800 square feet of water, so you can try to maybe a roof surface, sorry, so you can rough that out in your head. And then every single one of those downspouts must be discharging at least 4, 5, 6, or 7 feet away from the house.
Right.
It can't be draining anywhere near the foundation. Those first few feet of soil have to be kept as dry as possible. Now, if that's done and done perfectly, the only thing left is the grading. You add mulch to try to address that, but mulch doesn't really address it because that's kind of like laying sponges around your house. What you want to do is use clean fill dirt, not topsoil and not mulch. Clean fill dirt, least expensive dirt you can find. You can order some up from a landscape supply house. Have a small truckload of it delivered, and you want to add to the foundation perimeter, and you want to slope it so that it drops 6 inches over 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that slight slope to it. Now, once you get that in there and it slopes, it's tamped in there well. You can use a hand tamping iron to pack it down. After it slopes properly and gets in there, then you can add some mulch on top of that to prevent erosion, or you could put a little topsoil over it and plant grass seed in the spring. But you've got to take care of the gutters and the grading, and that's going to do it. You can prove this to yourself if you question it. The next time you have one of those very severe storms, you know, throw on your galoshes and your rain gear and go outside and watch what's happening with that water.
Right.
And I bet you you're going to see something is overwhelmed or overflowing in some place that you didn't expect, and maybe even in a couple areas. Now, once that water gets in around the foundation, it can connect with the concrete slab, and we've seen it pop up, you know, 10, 20, 30 feet away from the source. In fact, Leslie, I'll never forget the time that you was early on in our career when you came home from a trip and found...
stepped into a very squishy basement floor.
And it turned out, was it a ball or a toy or something that they blocked one downspout?
No, it had disconnected in a buried downspout.
Oh,
so the downspout went into the ground and completely separated from the connecting point that then redirected all that water. And it just was ponding in this one area. And I guess it completely, though, came into the basement in another part.
Yep, just finds its way over. So that's what you need to do. Focus on that drainage, and that's going to solve this for you, Charles, okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Good luck. You're very welcome. Good luck with that project, and let us know how you make out.
I will do. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right, now we're heading over to Patty in Illinois, who's got a toilet that is running constantly. Tell us what's going on.
Well, it doesn't run constantly, but it runs about 5 seconds, you know, several times an hour. And it's gone to the point that my water bill has gone up quite a bit, and I'm needing to know if I need a new toilet or if I need new seals or a new handle pump, or what would you think?
It's actually an easy fix, and I mean, this tends to happen kind of regularly. You know, unfortunately, people don't realize that there's actually some level of toilet maintenance because, you know, it's just an appliance in your house that's there and you use it and you expect it to work. But inside the tank itself, there's a fill and a flush valve, and those need to be replaced not that often, but, you know, every couple of years or so. And, of course, now that you're dealing with this water running issue, Tom, is it Fluid Master?
Yeah, Fluid Master is sort of a mainstay of replacement valve parts. And, you know, they just wear out.
Patty, over time. So this is a pretty easy fix.
And, I mean, it's probably $10 to get both of them. But if you go to Fluid Master's website, the only reason I recommend that is because on their website they've got a really great how-to video so you can actually see what the fill valve is, what the flush valve, the flapper valve, so you know exactly what you're looking at and how to replace it. And it's a really easy do-it-yourself project that you can, you know, do confidently and, you know, definitely decrease your water bill.
Thank you. That sounds wonderful. I appreciate it, and thank you so much for taking my call. Love your show.
You're very welcome, Patty. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7, even during this new year. Let's make it a great one, guys. Let us help you get those new projects done. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And just ahead, radiant heat can provide for a warm and comfortable floor. But is a radiant system more energy efficient than radiators or a forced hot air system? We'll have those answers when the Money Pit returns.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs, a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.
Do you have a passion for home improvement and want ideas and inspiration delivered to your inbox? Then subscribe to the Money Pit's long-running e-newsletter. It's free at moneypit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at moneypit.com.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And the Money Pit is available by podcast, which, guys, has been ranked one of the top home and garden podcasts of all time on Apple Podcasts. Woohoo!
We invite you to join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure at moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Dave in Prescott, Arizona on the line who's got a question for us. What's going on at your money pit?
I've got a 1,300 square foot upper deck, and I don't want it to leak to the lower deck, but it's a lot of area, obviously.
Wow. Yeah.
And they put Cool Deck on it like 18 years ago or 17 okay. years ago yeah. when they built the house.
Okay.
You know, Cool Deck like a pool.
Yes.
And we had 33 inches of snow 2 years ago. It broke all the seals from each piece of plywood.
Did you file a homeowner's insurance claim for that? Because it was brought on by the storm. It seems like you could have.
No, I didn't. I didn't even think of that, to be quite yeah. honest.
Yeah, well.
The problem is it was screwed down with, like, deck screws.
Yep.
But the Cool Deck over top of it, you can't get the screws out.
Right, yeah.
I've tried a Sawzall. I've tried just mm-hmm. about everything. I don't want to screw yeah. the beams up. They're not rotted, but the plywood is actually rotted. Mm-hmm. And it's plywood. It's not that OSB stuff.
Yeah. Now, tell me about this deck. So you say it's 1,300 square feet. That's a heck of a big deck. What's underneath it? Is there living space underneath this?
No, there's not. There's a porch underneath it.
Okay.
And we don't really want it to leak down to the porch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was doing a wood deck really anywhere in the country, I would be using fiberglass on top of traditional wood deck sheeting, because fiberglass is incredibly durable and 100% waterproof, whether you had living space under it or not. Now, in your case, you know, you're over a porch. You know, it's outdoor space. It certainly is sort of like living space. It's not, you know, it's not your bedroom or your bathroom or your living room, but it still needs the same kind of protection. It needs to be completely waterproof. And the situation that you find yourself in is because it wasn't put down right to begin with. It's kind of hard to figure out how to fix it, because you can't get to the problem where the problem that caused it in the first place. Let's go back to my comment, though, about homeowners insurance, because if this was caused by a storm, it's one point in time where this failure occurred. You might still be able, if you're with your same home insurance company, you might still be able to get a claim here and have them rip the whole thing off and replace it, start from the bottom up, because, frankly, that's what has to be done.
Yeah, all the joists underneath are fine and all that.
Right. When was the storm?
It was 2 years ago.
Well, you know, you might want to have a conversation with a public adjuster, see if they think there's an opportunity to claim it. You can say that it, you know, it's something that revealed itself over time, but it was caused by that storm incident, because it really has to be taken completely off. And if I did that in my case, I think I would go with a fiberglass deck and not the structure that's there now, because I would want to do it once, do it right, not have to do it again. I wish I had better news for you. We can't improve a project that wasn't done right to begin with, Dave. Does that make sense?
Well, I know it went through inspection and all that stuff, but, you know, that's, like I said, 16 or 18 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe it was proper or whatever, but fiberglass will give that much?
Fiberglass is incredibly durable, yeah. We use it all the time here in the Northeast. It can take the snow. It can take the heat. It can have a texture put into it so that you're not slippery. So I would definitely look into that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I never thought about fiberglass.
All right, we'll give it a shot. Dave, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, for many of you, one of the most unpleasant steps that you can take in your home is onto a cold floor with bare feet. And that's just one of the reasons adding radiant heat to your floor is a great idea. Not only does it stop toe shock, that's right, that's what we're going to call it, it's toe shock, but it can actually make your entire home more comfortable and help cut down on your energy bills.
Yeah, that's right. So there are two types of radiant heat, hydronic and electric. Hydronic, of course, being hot water radiant heat, and electric being electric. So deciding what kind is best comes down to installation and energy efficiency. So first, let's talk about hydronic radiant heat. You can use it throughout the house. It's very effective. It's extremely efficient. It's usually installed into a tracked floor. So there's a subfloor that has grooves in it. There's a special type of plywood that you can lay PEX in, that's cross-linked polyethylene. That's a new kind of plumbing pipe. And then that PEX is covered with a regular subfloor, and then your finished floor goes on top of that. And that means that the entire floor surface is radiated upwards and keeps you very, very warm. Of course, because it requires
pretty much a replacement of those floors, it's usually best for a new house or a new addition. Now, if you just want to do a small area of your home, like, say, your bathroom floor, electric radiant is the way to go. Perfect for that supplemental heat in the bathroom, maybe under the tile in the kitchen. It's much more expensive to run. It's not very efficient, but it could be a good choice for those contained spaces, especially when you couple it with a programmable thermostat so it only runs when needed, like, you know, when you hop in the shower or first thing in the morning. You can put it on a timer. The installation is pretty straightforward. There is usually a mat that is laid down under a finished floor like a tile, and the mat is sized for the space in the room. It is wired to a circuit and a thermostat, and it pretty much just runs like any other electric heating circuit from there on out. So hydronic or electric, both good systems for warm floor heating, one mostly for new construction and the other for just an update of an area like a kitchen or a bath.
Marcia in Illinois needs some help getting a window unstuck. Tell us about it.
I have a window over my sink in my kitchen, so I have to lean over the sink to raise this window. And it's always been extremely hard to get up or down. And I just don't know what to do with it. I think I've tried WD-40.
Is this a wood window, Marcia?
Yes, it's a wood window.
So probably over the years, it's gotten bigger, swollen in its place, and it's gotten tighter in the jams. And I'll presume with paint, too, over the years that didn't make it any better. So why don't you think about a replacement window? I mean, look, we can talk to you about taking this whole window apart and sanding down the jams and sanding down the sashes and making it easier to use and replacing the cords and the balance and all that work. But I think this would be a good time to treat yourself to a replacement window. You don't have to do all the windows in the house. You know, you can buy a double-hung replacement window in a home center today for a couple $100, and it's a pretty good quality window. So you may want to think about replacing just this one window, or in the alternative, you can pull the trim off, you can take the sashes apart, and you could sand them, and sand them well. And that will make them a little bit smaller all the way around and make them easier to operate. And, of course, also make sure that the balances are working. Now, if it's an old wood window, you may have cords or chains that go up, and you want to make sure that they're still attached because that gives you a little bit of assistance as you open and close the window.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your advice. I guess I'll have to invest in a new window.
I think it's going to be easier than all the work it would take to get the old window working. And I'm all for easy. And that's why I suggest that. Okay, Marcia? Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Now, look, if you got these old windows, I mean, you can work on them and put 8-10 hours into a window, and sure, it'll be just as good as new. But why? You know, it's still going to be an old drafty wood window when you can go buy a double-pane vinyl-clad window, replacement window that slips inside the existing opening and just have better energy efficiency and a window that really works. Tilt in to clean, you know, the works. Just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you're still going to have to reach over that sink. It's just going to be easier to work.
Exactly.
Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let us know what you're working on, whether it's a home repair or home improvement question, project, problem. Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand. Let this new year be awesome for you guys, and let's start making the house a great place to be. Up next, if you've gone through all the work to chop that firewood or even the expense to have it hauled all to your house, don't let any of that effort and expense go to waste. We're going to share some tips to get the biggest bang for your buck when burning that wood just ahead.
Becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Mark in Wisconsin is having a gutter issue. Tell us what's going on.
Oh, yes. We have
lots of trees in around their house, and so in the fall they fill up with leaves, and also we have pine needles and lots of acorns. So I was wondering what product you would recommend for curtailing that issue.
Well, there are many, many, many different types of gutter guards, as I'm sure you know. You know, the basic screening that we kind of all grew up with as the very first gutter guard is somewhat effective, but it's high maintenance because all of those, especially those pine needles, get right through that. You end up having to pull the screens off to clean it. So one product you might want to think about is these type of gutter guards that essentially let the leaves wash off the gutter, but takes the water into the gutter. They lay on top of the gutter. They go up under the first roof shingle, and they work on the principle of surface tension. As the water runs down the roof, it comes across this gutter guard, and it goes over sort of a curved edge into the gutter, but the leaves wash off the type, off the top. There's many different manufacturers that make this, but I've seen them work and work very well in most situations. If you happen to have a roof that has a high pitch with a lot of force in that water coming down, heavy rainstorm, I can see it also bounce right off of that and go over the side of the house, which you don't want it to do. The other thing that you might want to think about is if you do choose to use one of the screen systems, make sure it's a hinged system. And these screen systems today have hinges so that you can lift them up every 4 feet or so, get your hand in there, and clean out the junk in the gutter.
Oh, okay. I've never seen a hinge system before.
On the MoneyPit.com website, MoneyPit.com, we have an article called Cost of Gutter Guards, Are They Worth It? Tips to Select the Best Way to Prevent Clogged Gutters, which describes about a dozen different types of gutter guards that are on the market right now. So take a look at that, and hopefully that will help you out.
Okay, sounds real good. Thank you so much.
Well, chopping and moving firewood is hard work that can be undone very easily if you don't store the wood properly before tossing it into the fire.
Yeah, now the key is to keep it dry. When firewood gets wet, that wood isn't going to burn properly. It's going to put out more steam and smoke than actual heat.
Now, it's always best to store firewood up off the ground by stacking it on a base or on a firewood rack. And also, don't make this key mistake. I used to see it all the time when I was inspecting homes, and that is don't lean the pile of firewood against the side of your house or make it too tight against the side of the house, because it will attract termites and carpenter ants, and they will shoot right into your house to extend their meal from dinner through to dessert.
Yeah, it could be a mess. But you know what? Even though it looks so cute next to the house, just don't put it there. All right, guys. Now, when you're stacking it, you want to pack the firewood snugly, but make sure you leave enough airflow to minimize the risk of mold and mildew. And don't stack it higher than 4 feet unless your rack or however you're placing it has side supports.
Yeah, and by the way, even if you do have those side supports, you want to keep the top of the pile level so it won't collapse and fall as you're using it. And lastly, keep that firewood stored outdoors under a waterproof cover so it stays dry, and that will get that blaze burning much more quickly. 888-666-3974. Do you have a home improvement question, a reno question, a remodeling question that we can help with? Reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com.
All right, now we've got Cheryl in Texas on the line who's looking to redo a bathroom and make it more modern with just a shower. How can we help you?
Well, I am the mother of 4 sons, and as they get bigger, they no longer like to get in the bathtub. And
right.
Okay. We find that they are always in my room, in my shower. We're wanting to take out the tub that's in their bathroom and turn it into a shower. My issue is I don't have a lot of space. It's a Hollywood bath, and then the tub and toilet are in a separate little room that you can close off. Mm-hmm. And the door facing of that little room sits right next to the tub itself. So my question is when I pull that tub out, the plan was to put a shower pan down and tile the area and then put a glass door, either a sliding door on there. Will that be a wide enough space if it's only the width of a standard tub?
Cheryl, I think you definitely can find a shower pan that can fit the width of that tub
sort of elbow to elbow if you're standing in it. I mean, think about it. If you're in the tub, you're taking a shower, right? You got room on the, to the right and to the left of you. So we want a shower pan that essentially is the same size. Now, when it comes to residential prefabricated shower pans, they start at around 24 by 24. So that's 2 foot square. You know, that would be probably, you know, the smallest that you would need, but you might be able to go up even bigger. But a little trick of the trade, if you were to find, for example, that for whatever reason, the way this room is configured, a 24 by 24 would not work, then you should shop for a smaller shower pan, which you will find sold for RVs, recreational vehicles, because they have tiny showers in them, right? And there's a whole host of RV shower pans that are smaller than 24 by 24. I don't think you're going to need it. I think you'll be fine starting there, maybe even going up. But the size of the shower pan is what you want to figure out first, and then you can basically build around that. Okay? Does that make sense?
Sure. That's what I want to do. Okay.
All right, Cheryl. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Happy New Year, everybody. What are you working on at your Money Pit in this brand new year? Well, whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand 24/7. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, are you feeling the winter blues? We'll be back with a few small improvements to help lift the spirits next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
A remodeled basement not only adds a great bonus space for everyday life, but it can also increase the value of your home.
That's right, but some basements just never feel warm and comfortable because they're built below grade and have concrete floors. DryCore is a great solution. It's a one-step subfloor system that goes on top of the concrete.
DryCore is specifically designed for basements. The panels create an air gap above the cold, damp, hard concrete to protect, insulate, and cushion your finished floors, creating a new living space as warm and comfortable as any other space in your home.
With DryCore's air gap between the finished floor and the concrete, moisture isn't trapped, and that helps protect against mold and mildew. The ready-to-use panels are easy to install, comfortable to walk on, and they work under engineered hardwood, laminate, carpet, vinyl, or ceramic tile, and they can even handle heavy gym equipment.
DryCore is available at select Home Depots, Lowe's, and Menards stores. Find a store and learn more at DryCore.com. That's DryCore.com. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Where home
Home Solutions Live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Now, if you enjoy the radio show, we think you might enjoy our podcast, too. And you can find that at moneypit.com/podcast.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Lori, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a Chamberlain 1/4 horsepower garage door opener, and it has no remotes. We bought the house as is, so we have no remotes for it. Also, it has a keypad on the outside, which I'm unable to use. So my question was, if I go to Home Depot or Lowe's, would a universal remote work, or do I have to call a garage door company out to sell us a Chamberlain remote and program it?
Why don't you do this? Why don't you get the model number of the Chamberlain garage door opener, which is probably printed on the back of the unit, go to the Chamberlain website, and get the owner's manual for the door opener. With that owner's manual, you should be able to program the keypad. It'll tell you the right sequence to do that. And also, you most likely can find out from Chamberlain exactly which remote is designed to work with that unit. Now, Chamberlain's a very good company, and in fact, they have a new technology that's called MyQ. And the cool thing about the MyQ technology is you can actually put this MyQ unit in your garage, and then you'll be able to open and close your garage door with your smartphone. So they're way ahead of the game on this stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, too. Is this one too old to do that?
I think it actually works on every garage door opener that was built after 1996, so it may not be. It might be fine.
I can't remember if it's 96 or 94.
Yeah, it goes back over 10 years.
Good. Okay, this one's about 6 years old.
I think that's how I would proceed. I would not just go buy something and hope it works. I would do the research, and you'll figure it out. Okay, Lori?
Okay, I'll go on their webpage. Thank you for the advice.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, for many people, the shorter and colder days bring on a case of the blues called seasonal affect disorder, and it can impact your mood, your focus, and your energy. Now, if that sounds familiar, here's one reason to smile. Many folks find that a few easy changes in your living space can spruce up your home and your spirits.
Yep. So first, improve lighting. Now, one reason that sad impacts your mood is your body's response to the lack of lighting. So always look for ways to improve the lighting in your home. Update the light bulbs, remove or reduce window treatments, allow for as much sunshine to get in as possible. Now, you can also even pick up a UV light that will simulate natural light, and that can be helpful in making you feel much better.
Now, you might also consider planting an indoor garden. Colorful flowers, even herbs, can go a long way toward improving your physical and your mental health. Just make sure to choose a location that gets plenty of sunlight, since most vegetables need as much as 6 hours of direct sunlight every day to grow and to thrive.
And to put a smile on your face from the front door, why not add some pick-me-up to that space and raise your spirits before you step inside? Polish the hardware, swap out a doormat, small changes that go a long way. New paint on a door or new hardware brings even more freshness to that area.
And finally, don't forget to please the most powerful of your senses, your sense of smell. Citrus scents are known to energize and to rejuvenate, and jasmine and grapefruit can ease depression and sadness. Now, use the oils or incense or even candles to add that aroma to your living space, and you'll feel so much better.
For more great ideas to spruce up your space for winter, visit moneypit.com.
Cynthia in New York is on the line, and there seems to be a whole host of problems going on with this tile floor. I was going to start itemizing, but why don't you just tell us what's going on?
My house was built in 1948. It's oak hardwood floors throughout. I bought 12-inch square ceramic tile from Lowe's in order to put in an area coming in from the front door going through the foyer area. Last year I had it installed, and it was during a heavy rainstorm, so the repair people cut the tiles right inside my house and created tremendous cement dust throughout. And when the installers left, they told me that the grout should be sealed, which I did using a special spray can, and they said that they would return to finish on the edges to prevent tripping, et cetera, because it was raised slightly higher than the rest of the floors. After a few weeks, I noticed movement of the tiles, and then a couple cracked, And now all of the tiles move, and the kraut in the heaviest traveling areas has turned brown when I wet mop it. The rest remains white.
Okay, so Cynthia, let me just summarize this. Essentially, you've had this tile down for less than a year, and the tiles are getting loose?
Yes.
All right, so the installation was not done correctly. The grout, the porosity of the grout, whether it's getting brown, red, yellow, or blue, I really don't care so much about because that's all meaningless when the tiles are not adhered well. So the problem here is that the installation sounds like it was done incorrectly. I don't know how they adhered the tiles. I don't know how they prepared the floor, but there is no way that tiles should be loosening up inside of a year and having all of these problems associated with them. So this is a situation where it really is the installer's responsibility. And if you can get that installer back, I think they owe you a new floor.
Yeah. I can't stick one here and stick one there or that sort of thing.
You're fighting a losing battle, okay? Because, you know, you saw it right away. They started to loosen up right away. Now it's just getting worse. And the reason the tiles crack is because they're not supported evenly underneath. So this all comes down to installation. If the floor was put down correctly, those tiles would be rock solid. And so far as the grout is concerned, yeah, I mean, you do seal the grout. It is a maintenance issue to maintain it. I'm not so concerned about that. It certainly wouldn't crumble if the tiles were secure. But that really is the issue. The tiles have to be removed at this point. The adhesive has to be pulled out. You may need another layer of underlayment. I'm not quite sure, again, how it was attached. And if it's done correctly, though, it literally can last indefinitely. Cynthia, thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT, and good luck with that project.
Give us a call anytime, 24/7, with your home repair, your home improvement question, right here at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, a noisy home office can be very distracting. I mean, we're all working from home a lot more, so we've got to make it the perfect office space. We're going to help one of our listeners with that when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping for all the essentials in your life. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you planning for 2021 in terms of fix-up projects or reno projects? Give us a call right now with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'll help you get started.
Andrew in Pennsylvania posted a question that I think a lot of people can relate to. I need to quiet down my home office. You guys, you probably never realized how noisy things were in your house until you've spent so much time in it.
Y'all had home offices and nobody else was home.
Right, truly. Well, Andrew's writing, is it possible to insulate an interior wall without removing the drywall? I guess he's looking to help quiet it down.
Yeah, you know, he's making an assumption that a lot of people make, Leslie, and that is that insulation quiets walls. That insulation by itself is going to sound dead. And the truth is, it doesn't. You know, insulation by itself actually doesn't do very much at all. So you need to have a better strategy. So I'm going to give you a couple other things that you can think about. First of all, one way to do this simple way with existing walls is to put a second layer of drywall over the layers of drywall you have right now. And then in between those layers, you're going to adhere them with a special type of sound deadening adhesive that is simply known as green glue. And if you Google green glue for sound, you'll find all the information on this. It basically creates that airspace between layers of drywall that helps to absorb all the sound. Now, the other option is if you were perhaps doing a new installation is to add a product called Quiet Rock. And there are other products that are similar to this, but they're sound-deadening drywall. So basically, the drywall itself is designed with a sound-deadening system sort of built into it. Now, if you do have the wall framing exposed, to kind of circle back to insulation, one type of insulation actually is effective in reducing sound, and it's rock wool. Rock wool has a version that is specifically designed to be a sound-reducing insulation. And I've actually seen this stuff being demonstrated at very loud places, and it does work pretty darn well. But to do that, of course, you have to tear off the existing wall, the drywall that's there now, and pretty much start insulating from scratch. But regular fiberglass just doesn't do the trick. You need to use a specialized insulation or to double the drywall that you have right now.
All right, next up, we've got a post here from Jim in Ohio. Now, Jim writes, my attic currently has blown in fiberglass insulation about 5 to 6 inches deep and is ventilated with soffit vents and an attic fan. I'd like to remove the fiberglass insulation and replace it with spray foam. Is it okay to apply spray and foam to the ceiling joists? And if so, does any of the wiring or ductwork or electrical boxes have to be protected from the foam?
Well, Jim, I actually did this exact project, and the insulation that we had was actually probably close to 6 or 8 inches deep, but it was in the floor level, and it was ventilated. And what we decided to do was left that insulation in that floor level because there was no really reason to pull that out. And then when we added the spray foam insulation, we did spray up and around and across the roof rafters, essentially. And the reason we can do that is because spray foam insulated homes basically turn those attics, which are unconditioned space, into conditioned space, and you don't need ventilation, you don't have to worry about moisture issues, so that was definitely the way to go. But before I did that, I did go through and secured all the loose wires and make sure everything was tidied up, and then we sprayed right on top of everything. So short answer is yes, you can spray over it, but I would take some time to tidy it up first.
All right, Jim, good luck with that. Hopefully your attic will make your house nice and cozy.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope that we've given you some tips and ideas to take on the DIY projects you'd like to get done. Whether you are a do-it-yourselfer or whether you're hiring a pro, you can count on us to help get you started off on the right foot. For now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. The nation's biggest immunization rollout in history facing pushback from an unlikely source.
Healthcare workers who witnessed COVID-19's devastation firsthand are refusing shots in surprising numbers. It's happening in nursing homes and to a lesser degree in hospitals. Some employees expressing what experts say are unfounded fears of side effects from vaccines that were developed at record speed. Some administrators have dangled everything from free breakfast at Waffle House to a raffle for a car to get employees to roll up their sleeves. John Scott reporting.
Democrats in Congress are swiftly laying plans to impeach President Trump again, and some Republicans are joining the call this time. Impeachment proceedings could begin in a matter of days. The incoming chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee calling the Capitol a crime scene with evidence that needs to be preserved. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia has written 11 telecommunications and social media companies asking them to immediately preserve content and associated metadata. The man photographed smiling, carrying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's lectern during the melee, is among dozens who've been arrested, and according to officials.
Adam Johnson of Florida was arrested Friday night. He was quickly ID'd on social media and had posted about being there. The man who sat in Pelosi's office chair with his feet up, Richard Barnett of Arkansas, was also arrested, as was the man dressed as a bare-chested Viking, Jake Angeli of Arizona, and Doug Jensen of Iowa, the man apparently seen on video leading a mob up the stairs chasing a lone officer who tried to hold them back. Then there's West Virginia state lawmaker Derek Evans, who posted video online fist bumping with a police officer. He was arrested. Meanwhile, Seattle's interim police chief says two officers are on administrative leave and under investigation after being seen on social media there. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A woman has died in what appears to be New Zealand's first fatal shark attack in 8 years.
Emergency services responded to reports of a woman injured in the water at Wahai Beach, a popular tourist spot 95 miles southeast of Auckland. Officials report the woman was dragged from the water with leg wounds and attempts to resuscitate her on the beach failed. A vacationing doctor joined paramedics to no avail. The last fatal shark attack in New Zealand was in February 2013. Patrick Frost reporting.
More and more airlines are saying no to emotional support animals. United Airlines, the latest, no longer accepting the animals, starting with flights in February. It will now let trained service dogs fly for free in the cabin, but owners of other animals will have to pay a pet fee to put them in the cargo hold or a carrier that fits under the seat. Alaska, American, and Delta have announced similar changes. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. COVID-19 is putting a lot of pressure on hospitals all over Britain.
We see a continual wave of patients coming in who have COVID. We see ambulances alert. We're alerted to an ambulance coming in, and it says pandemic flu. And we know we've got yet another patient who's coming in with COVID symptoms.
And Dr. Catherine Henderson is the president of the Royal College of Emergency Medicine. She says a lot of patients are really sick.
They're major patients. In other words, they need to be in a cubicle. They need to be admitted. They need to have a hospital bed, and we're struggling to get them into the system, into the hospital, because beds are really tight because there are so many patients who are needing care for COVID.
A Boeing 737-500 jet carrying 62 people lost contact with air traffic controllers 4 minutes after taking off from Indonesia's capital on a domestic flight early this morning. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboard to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on this weekend? Are you planning a home improvement project? You doing a little fix-up or decor? We'd love to help you get the job done, but you got to help yourself first. Reach out and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your home improvement and decor questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on this episode, the right combination of kitchen lighting can beautify your space while improving the functionality of work areas. We're going to highlight some of the best options for ambient, task, and accent lighting in today's smart spending tip just ahead.
Plus, we hear a lot these days about ways to make sure that the air inside of our homes is clean. But unfortunately, a lot of that advice is just plain wrong. We're going to talk with expert Jeff May, author of My Home is Killing Me, on what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong to breathe easy inside our homes.
Plus, we love home improvement hacks that help us get stuff done. We picked out our four favorites to share just ahead.
But first, what's on your to-do list? Are you thinking about a project you'd like to get done in this new year? You know, from bathrooms to basements, demolition to decor, and gardening to garages, we share non-biased expertise that'll help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
So let's get going. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's first?
Tom in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a house that's about, it was built in 2007. It's about 2,700 square feet. And we have two air conditioner heat pump, you know, electric air conditioning heat pump units in it. And we've just been having, you know, a headache after headache with trying to cool the house and heat the house with them. You know, we have a vaulted, like a kind of a vaulted ceiling, which looked great when we bought the house, and the registers are on the floor. But we're constantly, you know, the air conditioning and the heat units are just running and running and running and running and running and never really cooling down the house or heating down the house. The insulation is excellent in the house. You know, I'm trying to figure out any alternatives. We do have a gas fireplace, which basically really doesn't heat the house much. But
first of all, you're saying that it doesn't work in the cooling mode or the heating mode. Is that correct?
No, the cooling mode, it does work. But, you know, it cools the house down, but it seems like the units run a lot. You know, not, and actually, to be quite honest with you, we put some tint and stuff on some of the windows where they're getting direct sunlight. But the heating side of it is just terrible. My kids are freezing on the second floor. We have a bonus room over the garage, which is pretty much insulated. We keep that door closed. It stays cool in there, and it just runs cold all the time. And when I bring guys, you know, people out to look at it, they say the units run fine, but, you know, you might want to put ductwork here, ductwork there, ductwork here.
Well, I mean, there may be some truth to that. First of all, the fact of the matter is that you need to understand that heat pump systems work different than fossil fuel systems. A fossil fuel system is going to warm air up and it'll come out of the register at, like, you know, 125, 135 degrees. A heat pump works different. A heat pump is going to throw air out at maybe 90 degrees. And so very often with a heat pump, you hear complaints of that, well, it blows cold air. Well, it doesn't really blow cold air, but the fact is that if you have a little moisture on your skin, you put your hand in front of it, that moisture evaporates and that makes it feel very chilly. And that's one of the reasons it's uncomfortable. Then, of course, if it can't keep up with demand, then it switches to its backup system, which is electric resistance heat. And, of course, that's really expensive to run. The heat pump thermostat is designed to maintain a 2-degree temperature differential between what it is in the house and what you set it at. So if you set it at 72 degrees, and it falls to 70 in the house, the heat pump will come on. If it falls to 69 or 68, the electric resistance heat will come on. Now the air coming out of the ducts is going to be much warmer, but you just more than doubled your expense. Now, if the system is not doing its job, there's a couple of things I would look at before I thought about replacing it, one of which is the duct design. Because if you're not getting enough return air back to those units, then that could definitely be a contributing factor. You said that you've addressed the insulation part of it. In terms of your thermostat, are you on a clock setback thermostat?
Yeah, and we have it. I mean, it's at 66 degrees in the wintertime. That's what we have, 66 and 67. We don't ever.
Maybe your kids are cold just because you haven't turned the thermostat up.
we're from up north, so we can deal with that. But what happens is when it starts running and running and running and running and running, it's just like, that's all I keep hearing, you know, like every 2 seconds, click, 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 click. But, you know, we have the option of propane, and, you know, being from up north, I lived with wood-burning stoves, and, you know, I grew up in Vermont, and, you know, we had oil heat and electric backup for emergencies and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm just wondering if there's anything on the propane side that might be more efficient.
Well, certainly if you went to any kind of a fossil fuel system, it's going to put out warmer air. But I would want to make sure that the duct system was properly designed and installed before I do that. Because if you change out your furnace and it turns out that the duct system isn't installed properly or designed properly, you know, if I was going to make a change, I would not want to just kind of get a seat-of-the-pants opinion by an HVAC technician. I would want somebody who designs these systems for a living, giving you a good reasoned explanation as to what's wrong with the system and why it needs to be fixed. I want you to guard against, you know, the handy guy that comes out that maybe just most of the furnace service going, well, you could throw a duct in here, throw a duct in there. That's not what you want. I mean, there's a science behind this. It's not a guess. You can figure out how many BTUs you need to heat a house, how many BTUs you need to cool a house. It's called a heat loss analysis or heat loss calculation. And somebody that does this professionally can handle that. So I would take a look at the duct system first, see if it really is designed correctly, because frankly, many times it's not. And then based on that, decide if you want to change to a different type of heating system or perhaps even add supplemental heat on your own. For example, you might decide that in that bonus room where it's cold all the time, that maybe some electric baseboard radiators in there would be a very inexpensive way to pick up just a little bit of heat, extra heat when you need it, assuming it doesn't need to be on all the time. You know, could be a low installation cost, certainly a lot less than replacing your furnace, and you could just have it when you want it. But take a look at the duct design first. 9 out of 10 times, that's the source of this kind of issue as you've described it.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome, Tom. Good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, the right combination of kitchen lighting can beautify your space, improve work areas, and maybe even make you a better cook because you can see what you're doing. We're going to share tips to do just that in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. That's all coming up next.
Live in a body pit.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs, a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Thanks so much for joining us this hour at the Money Pit. Did you know, guys, that the Money Pit is also available by podcast, which has been ranked one of the top home and garden podcasts of all time on Apple Podcasts.
You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure at moneypit.com/podcast.
Anne in Florida needs some help with a flooring project. What can we do for you today?
I'm going to rip up my carpet. I have concrete underneath, and I want to put down the ceramic tile that looks like hardwood. And are you familiar with the product?
I am very much so. I've actually used it on several projects.
Oh, and my question was also, should I wait and not do it right away, that they're going to even have better looking, the wood look? I was told that it's supposed to get even better.
I imagine that with all things, you know, when you wait, things get better. But wood grain tile has actually been quite popular for probably 4 or 5 years now, so I've seen it greatly improve, depending on how much you want to spend on it. And I'm not sure what manufacturers you've looked at, but a good price point is a manufacturer called Dal Tile, D-A-L Tile, and they're sold through, you know, tile stores, so it's, you can call Dal Tile and take a look. And they have one line called Yacht Club, which is fairly new for them, and it's like a 6-inch by 24-inch wood plank, but it's a ceramic tile. It comes in a couple of different colors. I think it lays really nicely. It has a good texture of wood, and it comes in some color palettes that I think are very realistic, and the way it fits together, it looks as if it were a real wood,
like a
wood floor. It doesn't have a big grout line. Like, they have another one in their line called Timber Glen, and that's a really big plank, but the way it pieces together, you see a lot of a grout line, so that kind of looks weird. You know, not as realistic wood as you might expect. So if you do go with a wood look tile that does have a predominant grout line, I would choose a grout that's similar in color to the tile.
Uh-huh. I've seen the tile where the tile is like wood planks.
Yeah, that's exactly what this looks like. It looks like wood planks. And I will caution you, though, that you're talking about any tile that's 24 inches long in one direction like this is going to need an extraordinary amount of support underneath it. So you have to be very careful to follow the manufacturer's instructions when it comes to prepping the floor before the tile is laid. If there's any flex or bend or unevenness in that floor, eventually this tile is going to crack. You don't want that to happen. So you want to make sure that the floor is properly supported to take a bigger, big tile. You know, when we used to have mosaics years ago, it didn't really matter if the floors were flexible, so to speak, or not, because there was a joint every 1 inch in a mosaic tile. With a 24-inch long tile, that's not going to bend. It's going to break. So you want to make sure the floor is really strong before you do that installation, okay?
Yes. Okay. Great.
All right, Ann, good luck with that project.
Well, the right combination of kitchen lighting can beautify your space and improve your work areas and maybe even make you a better cook, because it'll just be so much easier to see what you're doing. We're going to share tips to do just that in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card.
That's right. Kitchens do require three types of lighting, and they're ambient, task, and accent. Now, for ambient lighting, this really is the overall light in your room, and that's generally provided by larger fixtures and even natural light from your windows. Task lighting is going to be focused and calibrated to very specific work areas, like a spot on your counter or the island, or even like a kitchen desk space, but it's focused to a specific area so that you can actually do a task. And accent lighting does just that. It accents and highlights architectural details or objects within your redesigned space, such as kitchen lighting that maybe points up from the top of your cabinets, you know, something interesting that's sort of like an extra.
Now, when you design your light plan, you want to realize that more light in the kitchen is not necessarily better. Smart lighting is, so make sure you match the amount of light and the quality of light to the function for each area of the room. Now, aside from electric lighting, think about how you're using natural lighting. For example, kitchens are great places to skip window treatments because windows can contribute to the ambient light in the room. If you leave those window coverings off, you can boost the brightness level very significantly.
Now, you can also pull in natural lighting by adding sun tunnel skylights. Now, these are mirror-coated tubes, and they run from the roof to an interior ceiling on any level in your house. So you can put them anywhere. They're far easier and less expensive to install, and they can bring in a lot of natural light without the expense of building a traditional skylight.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. We're all shopping for essentials online these days. Get rewarded for it with the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now.
Jim in North Carolina is on the line with an HVAC question. What can we do for you today?
Finishing my basement and looking for some pointers in framing out the HVAC vent runs. Have a vent that goes across the ceiling, perpendicular to the joist, comes to a T, and the vents run, parallel to the joist for a ways. And just trying to figure out how to frame that and box it in, and especially with keeping in the fire blocking rules in mind. So didn't know. Do you guys have any pointers on that or not?
So you're talking about return ducts here?
No, it's not a return duct. It's actually a feed duct, a vent.
So the trunk line runs perpendicular to the floor joists, and then what you're asking is how do you turn those in between those floor joists, run them to the exterior wall and then up into the room itself?
Well, no, it's more like, these vents are already run, I had a HVAC contractor actually come in and they run flexible vents. I'm trying to frame it in so you can sheetrock it and everything,
Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
Yeah.
So you just want to conceal these. I mean, you can build a frame around them. I've done that with 5/4 by 3, like bridging material. It's like a half size of a 2x4, and constructed a wood frame, attached drywall to it, and then spackled it and finished it traditionally. But I will say it's an awful lot of work. And that's why in basements I much prefer drop ceilings these days for two reasons. First of all, they go in quicker and they're finished. And secondly, you'll always have access to the pipes, the wires, and the ducts if you need them if it's a drop ceiling. So you could frame it in if you want, and you would do that with a lighter building material, like 5/4 material, but it is a lot of work. That's kind of your option.
Okay. I'm finding out it's a lot of work.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. It's like an endless amount of small pieces of drywall, and then it's just, it's way more spackle than you need to make it look right. And so that's why, I used to do it that way, and then I got smarter in my old age and started using drop ceilings, and I'm a lot happier as a result. And the drop ceilings today, if you haven't looked at them recently, they are beautiful. And they can look like tin ceilings, and they can look like traditional wood ceilings. There's lots of options. So check them out and make the best decision for you, Jim, okay? Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Linda, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
The house that we live in was built in 53. It's ours. We've paid it off and trying to keep it in good shape. But in between the dining room and the living room, apparently before we purchased it, there was a wall that had been removed. And the only sign is on the ceiling where the wall was removed. There's a double crack, like on each side of a 2x4 is what it looks like, about that width, in the drywall. And I've tried it's a textured ceiling. We actually had knockdown put on it. But we can't fill the crack. We've tried to use drywall mud. It just returns.
What can I do to fix this crack?
So this was opposite both sides of a wall that was torn out, so they must have slipped in some drywall to patch it. Is that what you're thinking?
Maybe.
So that's not the best way. That's not the best way to fix that sort of thing. You can't like put a narrow strip in there and have it ever look like a normal ceiling. If you've got a hole like that where you pull the wall out, what you have to do is cut a bigger piece of drywall out, maybe about a foot or two on each side of it, and you do that right on the edge where the floor joists are, the ceiling joists are in this case, then you have a bigger seam to tape and spackle and secure, and if that's done well, then you're never going to see it again. So you putting all of this spackle on it time and time again over all of this, you know, all of this period of time is probably made more of a mess, and it's kind of hard to fix at this point. So what I would tell you to do is to cut out that whole repair, put a bigger piece of drywall in, tape it, spackle it, prime the whole ceiling, and then repaint the whole ceiling. And that would be the way to do this, you know, permanently. Otherwise, you're always going to see that.
Okay. Thank you for telling me that.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, we hear a lot these days about ways to make sure that the air inside of our homes is clean. But unfortunately, a lot of that advice is just plain wrong. We're going to talk with expert Jeff May, author of My Home is Killing Me, on what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong to breathe easy inside of our homes when the Money Pit returns. 888-MONEY-PIT.
And I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Solutions Live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, we hear a lot these days about ways to make sure that the air inside of our homes is clean. But unfortunately, a lot of that advice is just plain wrong.
And that's why we're pleased to welcome our friend Jeff May to the program. Jeff is an expert on indoor air quality and the author of My House is Killing Me, A Complete Guide to a Healthier Indoor Environment, published by Johns Hopkins University Press, which has just come out as a second edition and is chock full of even more ways to keep our homes healthy and safe. Welcome, Jeff.
Well, thanks, Tom. Hi, Leslie.
So, Jeff, whenever there's a crisis, there are a whole lot of so-called experts that show up touting one solution or another, usually because they're going to make some money with it. The first thing I wanted to talk with you about is when it comes to keeping the air clean, UV lights, ultraviolet lights are being sold as the end-all solution to keep us safe. What's your 2 cents on that?
I'll give you my dollar on it. I would call it a scam. Ultraviolet light, it will really kill anything if it's powerful enough, but it doesn't work unless you have a long residence time. So most people are installing these things in their furnaces and the air conditioning and heating ductwork.
Right.
And the radiation time isn't long enough. You've got air flowing through there at, 2 to 10 feet a second. And in order to irradiate something to kill it, you need a tube that's like 200 or 400 feet long. So
wow.
These little lamps they put in are completely useless.
It sounds good, but when you dig into it, it's just not the case.
And it's a big waste of money. I mean, they're charging people a lot of money for these things.
Well, I think another thing that tends to be problematic at home when we're sort of all closed in during these winter months is that you see, a lot of collection of dust around the house and you wonder where it's coming from. And I think it has to do a lot with dust management. So what should we be doing to handle that?
Well, I always tell people dust is the devil. I mean, if people have allergies in the family, a lot of times they'll go to the allergist and they'll say, oh, you're allergic to dust. Well, house dust is full of all kinds of things that can give people symptoms. And so the most important thing you can do is to vacuum and get rid of dust. Really, dust is most of the dust in a house is just human skin. I've had so many people call me and tell me they have all this weird dust on their TV or, you know, collected on the dresser, and they're always worried, and they send me samples, and all it is just it's their skin, because we lose about 30 grams of skin a month. And that skin is a great protein, you know, source of food for all the little microscopic bugs that kind of crawl around that we can't see.
So if we get rid of the dust, we're getting rid of the food, and that takes care of the dust mites and other things that are infesting that area.
Well, dust mites tend to really, they can only live where there's a lot of moisture. So they'll be eating the skin that's in the mattress and the pillow or your favorite chair that you sit in 4 hours a day, you know, watching TV. So it's pretty hard to clean the dust out of those things, and those things have to be, they can be treated with steam from a steam vapor machine. We talk about that in the book. It's a great, great tool. The steam kills everything. It destroys, you know, a lot of allergens. But for all the other areas, you just got to vacuum up, because there are all of these other microarthropods, they call them small bugs that eat things. There are carpet beetles and book lice and mold-eating mites. Those things eat everything, and then they leave their little droppings, and those droppings cause allergies.
Now, you mentioned vacuuming all of this up, but the quality of the vacuum is important here, right? I mean, we need to have a HEPA vacuum, one that's designed to take out particulates. Otherwise, aren't we just redistributing this throughout the house?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a HEPA vacuum is essential. We've actually had people who were sickened by dust that leaked out of vacuum cleaners from their cleaning companies. One family was very allergic to cats, and they had the cleaning people clean their house after they cleaned a neighbor who had cats. And I found cat allergen in their new carpets. They were horrified. If you hire people to clean your house, they should use your vacuum, and it should be a HEPA vacuum. I mean, honestly, if someone comes into your home with a contaminated vacuum like that, and they vacuum once, if you're allergic to something in the dust, you will have a problem for months afterwards.
We are talking to Jeff May, and he's the author of My House is Killing Me, A Complete Guide to a Healthier Indoor Environment, which is now on sale. Jeff, first of all, the book is so full of wonderful information, and I think people just really need to sort out what's real, what's fake, what they need to do, and you really help them do just that. Can you give us, you know, a general guideline of where this book takes the reader to best get their house fit for them?
Well, I think what's nice about the book is that it's written for anybody. You don't have to have a lot of sort of, you know, technical training, and it takes you kind of room by room through the house, and even, you know, machine by machine, almost every type of heating equipment you could have, humidification, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's very helpful as a guide to create a healthier environment, and, you know, it's easy to follow.
Yeah, it's really well done and easy to follow. And I'll tell you, if you're concerned about the indoor air environment inside your home, and certainly if you're a professional in this space, if you're in the HVAC business, you're an inspector, it's a must-read book. My House is Killing Me, A Complete Guide to a Healthier Indoor Environment. Jeff, great advice. You're a fountain of knowledge, sir. Thank you so much for sharing a few tips with us. I think you guys get a sense as to how much information Jeff has contained in that wonderful brain of his. It's all in the book, though. My House is Killing Me, A Complete Guide to a Healthier Indoor Environment. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to Jeff's website at mayindoorair.com, mayindoorair.com. Thanks again, Jeff.
Thanks, Tom and Leslie.
Up next, we love home improvement hacks that help us get stuff done. We've picked out our four favorites to share with you next.
Live in a body pit.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast.
As cooler temperatures and social distancing force us indoors, Simple Green reminds us to CBD, or clean before disinfecting. Bacteria and viruses can hide underneath dirt, dust, and food, so surfaces should be cleaned first with Simple Green All-Purpose Cleaner.
A leaking water heater can lead to flood damage, but not with the new Rheem Gladiator electric water heater. With 360-degree built-in leak protection, the Rheem Gladiator detects leaks and automatically shuts off the water supply.
Fire and carbon monoxide incidents spike during winter. The new wireless First Alert connected safety 2-in-1 smoke and carbon monoxide alarm is Ring and Z-Wave compatible and provides early warning of a fire or CO emergency.
Finished basements add value and are perfect for gyms, offices, or family space. You'll love your basement with DryCore subfloor panels installed between the concrete and the finished floor. They feature air gap technology for dry, comfortable, and cozy floors all year round.
For more, visit moneypit.com.
Installing a tiled backsplash, countertop, or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. We know you like this radio show, guys, because you listen. So we think you might enjoy our podcast, too. And you can find it at moneypit.com/podcast.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure at moneypit.com/podcast.
Jim in Washington, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I've got a rear patio that's an aggregate cement, and there's a gap between the edge of that that goes under our rear sliding glass door, under the threshold. It's a gap of about 3 to 4 inches and about maybe a foot or two in length. What can I use to kind of fill that void so we don't get, like, rain in there, and insects or even rodents?
So you have space between the patio and the actual patio door, like it didn't, like, press up against the house kind of a thing?
Correct.
You said it's about 3 or 4 inches deep?
Yeah, the gap is, yes.
The gap is. And you said it was a foot and a half wide. You threw me on that because it sounded like it's not going along the entire length of the door?
Yeah, correct. It's just about maybe a third of it.
So we need to figure out a way to kind of fill this in and perhaps make it blend in with the patio. What I probably would do here is, can you dig this out and make it a little bit deeper so we can get a bit more concrete in there?
I could do that. It's aggregate, though, so I'm not sure how well it's going to match.
Because I'm afraid if you put something in that's, you know, not very thick, it may crack and break up very easily. But if you were to dig that out a little bit, put a little stone in the bottom of the pit, and then use an epoxy patching compound and mix the concrete up with the epoxy products, then you're going to have something that's going to be less resistant to cracking and more likely to stick to the old patio. Now, in terms of coloring it, you're probably going to have to use some concrete dyes. And they come in different colors, but you may be able to dye it to get somewhat close to what you have there now.
Okay, it's aggregate, so how do I deal with that?
So it has sort of a stone, has like a stone-like finish on top?
Yes.
Well, could you add aggregate to the top of the concrete mix?
Yeah, I could try that.
So there's another way to do it. This way you'll have the texture and the color as well.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
Just do it all at once and let it, you know, let it set. But use the epoxy patching compound, mm-hmm. which is kind of like a concrete mix, except that it's very sticky.
How much do I need to cut out? How much should I fill?
I mean, if the depth of that replacement section was 3 inches, that should be plenty.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thanks for your help.
All right. Good luck with that project, Jim.
Will do. Thanks.
Well, we love life hacks, you know, shortcuts to get stuff done. Well, we picked out our four favorite home improvement hacks to help you around your house. Now, I love this first one. Have you ever dropped a small object like an earring or a fastener and just can't find it? Well, you can cut a pair of stockings and pull it over the end of your vacuum hose. This way, it's not going to get sucked up into the vacuum, but it can get sucked up from wherever it's hiding, and then you can safely get it back.
Now, if you need to drive a nail and you want to avoid sore thumbs by missing it with the hammer, just stick the nail in a clothespin to get it started. And for smaller nails, you can hold that nail by first sticking it through a piece of cardboard. You'll be able to get that nail started injury-free.
Now, if an extension cord that you're using for tools keeps pulling and unplugging while you're working on a project, tie the two ends in a loose knot before you plug them together. You can use bread clips to label cords hanging behind your workstation so there's no more guesswork to find out that this one goes to the printer, that one's for the mouse, this is the keyboard, whatever, whatever. All of these little shortcuts definitely with cabling are super helpful.
Last, here's one of my favorite hacks to avoid paint drips. Just stretch a rubber band across the paint can and wipe the brush on it to prevent paint from collecting or dripping on the edges. Hey, do you guys have any life hacks you'd like to share? You can post them on our Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit. And if we like them, we will talk about them right here on The Money Pit Show.
Nancy in Massachusetts is dealing with a garage that's got other plans than closing. What's going on there?
I have a dilemma about what to do about the door. It's just not closing properly, and sometimes it doesn't even want to go up and down, never mind when it comes down, it wiggles left to right till it gets to the bottom.
This is on a garage door opener?
Oh, yes.
So yes. When it goes up and down, it shimmies in the opening?
Yes, and the closing.
So generally, the rollers on the side of the garage door are failing when that occurs. They're ball-bearing rollers, and when they get stuck, then they get sort of hung up on the way down, and that's what makes the door sort of vibrate. And it puts a lot of resistance on it, too, and that may be the reason it's not closing all the way or closing evenly. Sounds like the door is pretty old, and you know your options are to replace all the hardware and try to, you know, realign the door, get it working right, or just replace the door and the door opener. If it's that old and that, you know, sort of rickety, I might lean towards just a replacement. The new doors today are actually a lot lighter than the old doors, and they work really smoothly. I just put two on in the garage, I guess about 8-9 months ago now. I'm really happy with them. And I used to have really heavy hardboard doors on this garage. Now I have nice factory painted steel doors that look really good, really sharp, and just close flawlessly every single time.
Well, this is one of those metal doors.
It is? Okay. But it's an older metal door?
Yeah. And I put Bow Shield on the tracks to try to get it to roll down properly.
Yeah, but if the hardware has failed, even if you're lubricating the tracks, if the hardware has failed, it's not going to work right.
So what would you recommend? A new door or just get somebody over to do the hardware?
I'd get a new door and a new opener.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to put good money after bad.
Exactly. I think, you know, who knows if you could find the old hardware to match and everything. I'd just get a new door and a new opener. I think it'd be worth it.
Okay. Very good advice. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Nancy. Good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let us lend a hand with whatever it is you are working on. Coming up, have you ever found yourself stuck in your own driveway thanks to a snow and ice storm? Up next, we're going to share a few more hacks to help release your car and get you on your way after this.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you with your home improvement and decor questions, so give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We've got a post here from Susan who writes, I have a ranch house on a cement slab. The heating ducts are under the house. We closed them off with cement and installed electric baseboard heat instead, but the ducts leaked water. So the question is, should drainage be added to the house, or does it not matter now that the ducts are sealed off?
Well, I mean, it's probably neither here nor there that you're seeing some moisture in those old duct cavities, but the fact that you are seeing that water could mean that your structure is more at risk and more of a concern. So I would address it as follows, Susan. First of all, I would make sure that we're not collecting excessive amounts of water around the house foundation. To do that, you want to make sure your gutters are super clean, your downspouts are super clean, and they are extending at least 4 to 6 feet away from the house before they discharge. Don't let them drop right near the foundation, because, you know, concrete is very hydroscopic. It absorbs water like crazy, and if you put all that water against the house, the concrete's going to draw it right in, and it could very well show up in the duct space, which is what you're seeing now. And then the second thing is, add soil and slope it away from the foundation. Don't let any area of that soil settle
or sink, because, again, that will retain the water, and that's not good. You want to make sure that that soil around the house stays as dry as possible, because if it's dry, it's solid. Just think about this. When you walk across your yard after a rain, you sink in. Why? Because the dirt can't hold as much weight. Now, if it's dry, that's not going to happen. That's what we want your foundation to be. We don't want foundations to move. It's not good when a foundation flexes. They're not designed to do that.
You know, Tom, it's really amazing how concrete, which is, you know, something so hard and permanent, can be such a great, you know, transmitter of water. It's so crazy how you can get water from maybe a clogged downspout or something in one corner of the slab, and then it magically finds its way through all of that concrete to the complete other side of the house. It's like a mystery that's magical.
It absolutely is. It will just draw right across and show up wherever it darn well pleases. That's why it's all going to be dry around the entire perimeter of that house. So if you're hit with a big winter storm and you don't have your car tucked away in the garage, it's always a pain to clear the snow and ice off your car. Leslie has four quick tips to help in this edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah. First of all, guys, think about where you park your car if you know a snowstorm is coming, and park that car strategically, like at the end of your driveway closest to the street. This is going to make the distance that you actually need to shovel closer to the end point. So it's cutting down on how much you're shoveling. Now, it's also smart to put up the windshield wipers so they don't freeze to the car window. Tom, you learned this the hard way. So everybody else, don't do that.
I did. I did. We had an ice storm, and I was really surprised because I had typically raised the wipers in the front windshield of the car, but this got me at the back. It was my SUV, and the wiper blade stuck to the window, and by the time we were all said and done, the window had to be replaced because it cracked in place. Somehow the tensions of the ice and the arm just worked against me, and we had a busted window to deal with.
It's always something. So don't do that. Now, you also want to think about moving as much snow off of your car as you can. You can use a long-handled broom to get the snow off the top of the car before you open the door, which is also going to help you avoid having all that wet snow falling right inside, which happens. And don't forget to clear snow around the headlights and the taillights. Now, if your driver's side door is frozen shut, here's a trick. You can use WD-40 to help free up that frozen lock. WD-40 certainly has a lot of uses, and here it is helping you get out of a wintry jam.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you'd like to enjoy clear, clean water at every faucet in your home, a whole house filter can do the trick. We'll share how to pick the best one for your situation on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.